And now it's that time in the show when we hear from a local community group. And today it's a pleasure to welcome the co-founders of Shades of Cocoa, Deborah Garrett and Carolyn Hopkins Lewis. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you. Deborah, you've been on the show several times, I know, and I think most recently was your interview with Willie Terry back in November at the Thanksgiving event at the Oakland Community Center. Is that right?
Yep. So on back in November, we hosted our first Cocoa's Giving, and it started out to be a small event for just the Shades of Cocoa members, and it ended up growing. A lot of community members wanted to come out and support, and we end up having about, I want to say maybe about 60 people, give or take, and it ended up being a really nice event. And it just was about allowing the girls to be able to sit down family style and just to share a meal together.
That's really great. I know that many of our listeners are quite familiar with Shades of Cocoa, but for those who aren't, I wonder if we could take a step back to the very beginning. If you could share the story of the founding of Shades of Cocoa, and was it the two of you? Carolyn, can you start it off? And Deborah, you can chime in.
I would like to start it off just because I want to, the reason being is because it came from just the idea of me just wanting to have something for my daughter, to be honest. I grew up as a only girl, so no siblings other than my, no sisters other than my brothers. And then I kind of brought it to Carolyn. She's also only child. And then I can't forget Sadasia, because Sadasia is also a part of the founding members and helped bring this idea to life. Although she has a sister, she is the youngest of her siblings. So just wanting to have that connection to like the sisterhood. And mm-hmm. I can let Carolyn add more onto it.
And yes, I have a young preteen who is a only daughter. So we needed something to, as far as to give her some connection with other females, positive, you know, like you said, a sisterhood.
Yeah, that idea of a sisterhood is so important. And now, Deborah, you said you grew up without sisters, and so you wanted your daughter is an only girl and wanting her to have that experience. So could I just ask you, Carolyn, you said you had a preteen. Could I check in on the ages of your girls?
She is 12, mm-hmm. and who thinks she's like 18, you know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
I just you know. And I'm like, you know, like Deborah said, I am my only child. So, you know, dealing with females as far as our age gap is a whole new ball game for me. So I needed other individuals to help me in this process. Sure. Because what I did when I was 13 and what she's going through with her 13 is a whole new world.
It anticipates one of the questions I want to ask, but before we get, that's so important. Well, before we get there, Deborah, how old is your daughter?
My daughter actually just turned 8 on May 11th. It's the same thing. She, you know, she's 8, but she's like 28 in her head, you know? So.
So what I hear from both of you, I want to get into how their childhood, how their girlhood and how they're growing up. Well, let's just go right there. Why save the good stuff until later? We've all had our own experiences of girlhood, and I'm sure in every instance it was hell. I mean, it was hell for me. I don't know if it was pretty much hell for the rest of you, but let's say it isn't easy. It's never easy to grow from a girl into a woman, and I think especially when you're a girl of color. And so what was it that you experienced yourselves? You don't have to get into anything you don't want to get into, obviously, but then what new challenges are you seeing? Carolyn, you mentioned for your daughter, what she's going through is just like nothing you ever had to deal with.
So for me, it's social media.
Mm.
You know, so what is the etiquette part as far as social media? You know, what is right? What is wrong? How much do you allow? How much you do not allow? What is acceptable and what is not acceptable? It's just like saying it's a whole new world. It's like it's another planet. a completely different planet, you know. So you, it's things that you want to say, okay, I'd rather deal with this than to deal with that. But what is this and what is that?
Yeah.
So you have to figure out what is your boundaries, you know, and to make them, you don't want to isolate them, but you don't want to give them too much freedom at the same time.
Right. So being part of an organization with other mothers of other daughters, and we're now about halfway through, we're going to run out of time before we know it, can give you some kind of benchmarks and something to compare, because all the girls are going to say, well, nobody else's mom makes them, you know, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, oh, well, I happened to check it. I know that's not true. Deborah, what about for you? Is it the same thing? Is it social media?
The social media is, to me, is not that big of a deal. But
she's eight because she's
right. But no, it's not even her age. It's more so my age, because I'm one of the kids that grew up with the AOL when that was like a thing with the dialing. So I came in that era, so I can kind of monitor it a little better. Yeah. I think for me, it's just the fact of having that conversation, making sure that I keep open dialogue. Mm-hmm. And what I do find with the ages is that my kids' friends' parents are much younger than I am. So I'm trying to find that balance and trying to, you know, you want to stay kind of connected to that generation. So that's what I'm finding. So, but the social media is not that doesn't faze me as much.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. I studied your website. I've looked at your Facebook page, and I have taken a look at your girl's vision, self-care, self-image, empowerment, and development. And I read that if there's one goal that you consider more important than all the others, is to engender a sense of self-love in girls of color. And that really resonates with me, just because I think a sense of self-love is really hard to come by for anyone. But I think especially growing up in America as a girl of color, it is no easy thing. And I think especially, Carolyn, you mentioned social media. Back in the day when the girls were just comparing themselves with each other relentlessly, now they're not even comparing themselves with the reality of each other. They're comparing themselves with manufactured images of other girls. And there's so much about pride in oneself, and especially if you're a girl of color. I mean, color is your appearance, it's your skin. You're not going to want to duck around and hide from your beauty and hide from your proud, beautiful self. But on the other hand, so much of social media is putting your proud, beautiful self out there. How do you thread that needle?
Well, you know, when you have, I can say it quickly for myself, when you have a village who is teaching them to love themselves, and you constantly tell them to love themselves, they will love themselves, you know? So they cannot leave that part alone. They have to understand that.
Yeah.
And I think for me is more so of it's the education piece, right? So there's so much data related to confidence and how well women and boys, honestly, no matter what color you are, but predominantly we're speaking about young Black girls. It's data around the confidence level. If you're confident, you feel good about yourself, you're going to show up every day at 1,000, right? Versus if you don't feel good. And that's any woman, realistically, anybody, you know, when you got a new outfit on, you feel good sometimes, you know? So, yeah.
You know, this is such a rich conversation, and I have so many more thoughts and questions that I want to exchange with you, and we're almost out of time. And so I'm just going to have to practically insist that you come back so that we continue this conversation. If people want to get involved, I know you have an event coming up on June 17th for Juneteenth.
So we invite anyone to come and help support, and we're having a Coco's pageant. So we're putting a spin on a beauty pageant. So Shades of Cocoa presents a cocoa pageant, and we're just basically saying, like, we define our beauty, right? So normally you go to pageants and there's a winner, and we're just saying, like, we define our beauty. We decide what is beautiful for us from the inside out. And we're just like promoting that for the girls. We're promoting that, letting them know that self-love is the most important love. And how they see themselves is more important than how somebody else sees them.
that is the message that everyone needs to hear. It's a great thing you guys are doing. You have a website, shadesofcoco.org. You have a Facebook page. I'd like to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to having you both back.
Thank you. I'll make sure I mention that the Coco's pageant is going to be June 17th at 6 p.m. at Oakwood Community Center, 313 10th Street, Troy, New York. Kudos for Oakwood for being a backbone for us. And I would be not me if I didn't mention that.
No, you would have been remiss indeed. And it was my bad for not dragging that out of you. Thank goodness you were on the ball. Thank you again. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.